Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of December 13th, 2010. In cryptid news, a Chinese tourist who had been missing for 3 days was found in the Hubei Province Nature Reserve in China. Instead of being relieved to have been found, he asked the searchers if he could spend one more day in the reserve so he could continue looking for the elusive Bigfoot. Earlier in the week, it was reported that a hare found during an investigation for the Yeren, the Chinese equivalent of Bigfoot, produced no match, and more information about the potential identity of the hare would be coming soon. Also in China, in the Hebei province, a cow has become a tourist attraction due to its large horn growing from the center of its head. Nicknamed a unicorn cow, which is an inaccurate statement since it's a bull with two other horns, it's more than likely a genetically induced flaw or a growth of a normal horn. Either way, it's a cool photograph of a cow doing its best Triceratops impression. And in UFO news, remember the guy who predicted the October 13th UFOs that appeared over New York City? Stanley Fulham, a retired NORAD officer, predicts more sightings. In an alleged communication with a group of extraterrestrials he calls the Transcenders, he was informed that extraterrestrial vehicles will appear in early January 2011 over Moscow, and then 1 week later over London. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous newsfeed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. And now, Paranormal News Insider continues counting down the top 10 biggest stories of 2010. Number 6. In a July story, we reported on scientists who were closing in on the Higgs boson, or the so-called God particle. Scientists at the Large Hadron Collider facility near Geneva, Switzerland, have several possible detections of top quark particles, which are the heaviest elementary particles known to science. These top quarks have previously only been produced in a lab in Illinois. This is a nice step for particle physics and can also lead to many new theories about multi-dimensions, to other topics including ghosts and UFOs. They also recreated the events following the Big Bang on a smaller scale in November as well. Why it's on the list, the Large Hadron Collider was in the news all year long and made several new discoveries and performed feats that science, or the universe, has not seen in millions of years. The discoveries may be no big deal to the paranormal world, but the discovery of various particles could eventually lead to answers about ghosts and UFOs. The only reason it is number 6 is because it's not exactly a paranormal story. Number 5. Multiple sightings of chupacabra were made in July in Texas, within 10 miles of each other, and another report of chupacabra sightings came from Oklahoma. A bunch of teens snapped a cell phone shot of a hairless, four-legged creature, which remarkably resembles a coyote with mange, that they are sure is the chupacabra. The same story made the news again in November. There was also a chupacabra sighting on January 13th in Texas, which turned out to be a raccoon with mange. A woman was attacked by a chupacabra in a Dallas suburb in early September. And in late September, Nick Redfern published a post named Lair of the Beast, Chupacabras vs. Chupacabras. Nick pointed out the several differences between the original Puerto Rican variety of chupacabra that is said to walk on hind legs, have wings, and many other attributes that the more recent U.S. and Mexican sightings have had. And finally, in late October, we finally had an answer to the mysterious chupacabra. According to Barry O'Connor, a biologist at the University of Michigan, most of these animals are nothing more than coyotes with mange. Okay. Well, unfortunately, chupacabras were first reported in Puerto Rico, where there are no coyote populations. Stay tuned next week for number 3 and number 4 on the list of the top 10 paranormal stories of 2010. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on FateRadio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at PodcastSafeMusic.com.